Welcome to another episode of Sick of Being Lonely. Are you sick of being lonely? If you are, we can help. Just visit sickofbeinglonely.com for more information. Today's topic is about treatment. And how you should be treated and how you are being treated in your current relationship. Now, oftentimes you may hear people complain about their relationships and what their partner is or isn't doing, or the way that their partner is treating them and the way that it makes them feel about their partner. Now, some relationships may involve some form of abuse, whether that be physical, verbal, emotional, financial, and you may be a victim of one or all of the above, and may be wondering why this person that you care for is treating you like that. Well, the answer is very simple. It is because that you are allowing them to treat you like that. You are allowing them to treat you that way. See, very simple answer. Oh, it's not the one that you wanted to hear. You wanted an answer that didn't involve you. Unfortunately, it doesn't work that way. You see, at some point during your relationship, the other person, your partner, started behaving and showing signs, the early stages and warning signs that they would behave in the manner that they're behaving. They were showing you who they actually were. But you were still on a euphoric high. You were in fantasy land, and you liked this person. So you overlooked some of the things they did and some of the things that they said, hoping and just thinking that it was no big deal. What you didn't realize is that you were actually encouraging them to treat you the way that they were treating you. That encouragement has evolved to the stage where you are now. If they took money out of your wallet or your purse to run errands, you noticed it, you brought it to their attention, and they shrug it off as no big deal. What's the big deal? We needed these items. So I simply took the money from you because we needed the items. And I was a little short. What that will actually eventually lead to, if you do not nip that in the bud right then and there, is them possibly taking money of your out of your account, then possibly borrowing your car. Them doing things that you would consider to be disrespectful or things that go against your character. And you may ask yourself, how did it get like this? What's going on? Now, this could happen rapidly or it could be very subtle. Be done in increments. So you may think it's not gonna get out of control. That's where you're wrong. You see, if we do not deal with issues when they present themselves, we often run the risk of those issues multiplying. In some cases, people try to put band-aids on wounds that require emergency surgery. Therefore, the band-aid is rendered obsolete. Stop putting band-aids on your relationship issues that require emergency surgery. Because if you continue to do that, the relationship can die. So to go back to the original subject of treatment and why you are being treated one way or the other, not just in relationships, but outside of your relationships as well, is because you are allowing it. It may not be popular not to allow these things. You may get backlash. You may get an attitude. So on and so forth. But it'd be better to do that and to deal with that than for you to put yourself in a position where you can be victimized. It's like a teacher asking students who wants to answer a question, who wants to be victimized, and all the other students do not put up their hand, but here you go, raising your hand, saying, I do. Don't be that person. I repeat, don't be that person. Because what will eventually happen if you allow this to go on is that it will alter and change your personality. And then you would only be able to identify with yourself through the person who has actually victimized you. Okay, that concludes another episode of Sick of Being Lonely. Are you sick of being lonely? Are you? Well, if you are, you can visit sickofbeinglonely.com because we can help. Oh, standard rates may apply.